We now come to another type of miracle performed by Jesus, that of controlling the physical forces of nature. We first hear about this type of miracle in Matthew 8, 23 through 27, Mark 4, 36 through 40, and Luke 8, 23 through 25. When Christ and his disciples are going across the sea in a boat. According to these three Gospels, while they were crossing the sea, a storm came up and threatened to sink their boat. Jesus was sleeping, and they wakened him, and he supposedly rebuked the wind and water, and the storm immediately turned calm. We also hear about Jesus walking on water, Matthew 14, 22 through 33, Mark 6, 45 through 51, John 6, 17 through 21, when he sent his disciples ahead in a boat and told them he would join them after going to pray on a mountain by himself. Matthew elaborates on this incident and has Peter trying to walk on water to Jesus when they see him, but Peter's faith is such that he starts to sink, and Jesus rescues him. In Mark 8, 22 through 25, Jesus heals a blind man with spittle. According to Francine, he found water that was very high in alkaline content and dipped his hands into the water and washed the man's eyes. This took away cataracts and the crusts that had formed in the man's eyes due to flies. Even today, whenever I go to Kenya, I see Maasai and other tribes, such as the Samburu, having flies crawling all over their faces, arms, and hands, and they never swat them away. It makes me so nervous, but I guess they feel it's useless because there are so many flies, and then the flies lay eggs in the moist tissue. But consider this. Isn't it miraculous to learn that he knew exactly what would cure the problem? Some of his healing knowledge and methods came from his time in India, but he also got direct knowledge from God. He wasn't a trained physician, but his guidance from God gave him methods and healing abilities, as well as some knowledge of herbs and their uses. That is what all true messengers live by: their knowledge, their visions, and their acts. Jesus also cured two other blind men, Matthew 9, 28 through 30, by the laying on of hands and, according to the Bible, because of their faith. We see so many healings of Jesus described in this manner. As I have related in other books, the mind can be a powerful tool for self-healing. I have seen hypnosis work wonders on many clients who have cured themselves of cancer and other illnesses. Meditation methods that harness the mind's capacity to visualize are being used by holistic medicine with marvelous success against illness and disease. If the mind is convinced, it relates to the body this conviction and cures can occur. If, in this case, the men are convinced in their minds that Christ can heal them, they thereby are healed, not only by the healing abilities of Jesus, but by their own belief. In this incident, we also read about Christ instructing the men not to tell anyone about the healing or that he had done it. We read about Christ saying this constantly to those he heals: "Don't tell anyone that I healed you." Human nature, of course, took over, and those who were healed generally went out and told everyone they met that Jesus had healed them. I'm sure Christ did this in an effort to try and turn down his ever-growing fame. But as we read in the Bible, it was useless, and his fame continued to spread far and wide.